It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. It is Ireland's only live and interactive podcast involving callers and texters and stuff like that. There's no other podcast like this in Ireland. And a big thank you to the White Sands and the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock and the lovely Oasis Bar that is beneath us here, where you can pop along at any stage and have a lovely bite to eat and a couple of drinks, and it's always a warm atmosphere in the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. I also want to say thank you to the show sponsor today, the Snail Box, which is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn, County Meath, known for its mouth-watering food, and I can tell you the food is absolutely amazing. Warm, family-friendly atmosphere and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth. And we've mentioned this many times that the Snail Box restaurant has this amazing collection of one of the world's biggest collections of baseball caps. So when you walk into the restaurant, you just see this mass of baseball caps on the ceiling. But apart from that, it's just 20 minutes from the M50, and it's a great spot for food, great fun, and everything else. So make sure you check out the Snail Box restaurant, just not far from Ashburn, County Meath. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, someone is not happy. And this conversation is all to do with, I suppose it's all to do with businesses, basically, whether or not they can recommend if children get the flu vaccine. So as you know, flu season is upon us. I've been bunged up for the last week, I'd say, with the flu. And we received a message from a woman who has a child that's in a creche. Her name is Tara. And I want to read out the message for you first. And then we were sent literally 20 minutes ago a copy, as you can see, Kate. We were sent a copy of the leaflet that was handed out.
Yeah.
We will read it out. We're allowed to read it out. We wanted to check whether it's okay to read out this
leaflet. Are you going to name the creche?
Won't name the creche just yet, and I'll tell you why. But it's a creche in North County Dublin. Anyway, here is Tara's message. Have a listen to this and tell us what you think. Because it's annoyed her. She is very, very angry about it. And a lot of you are too. Lads, I'm actually shaking with anger after what I seen this morning. And you need to highlight this. I was dropping my 3-year-old off to creche, and she mentions the creche. We won't name it just yet, and I'll tell you why in a second. This morning, and staff were handing the parents out leaflets telling us that we should think about getting our kids the flu vaccine for the winter to stop kids getting the flu and passing it on to other kids. And that some parents had asked them to ask other parents to do this. I was disgusted when I seen this because they have no right to even suggest that to us. My daughter will never get that stuff. I would take her out of the creche before I'd let that happen. Do you not think they have a cheek asking us that because it's none of their business? We never had any flu vaccine when we were kids and we were grand. And here's this creche pushing an agenda. It's always an agenda because of a few parents moaning about it. I am disgusted, says Tara. Now, we got on to Tara and we asked her to send us a copy of the leaflet, which she did, which we printed out. And it's quite long, so I won't read all of it out. But it says, this is a creche, by the way, in North County Dublin. And the reason I don't want to name the place is because
the abuse from the anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, you know? Because, you know, they'll
show up a protest.
Oh, they will.
They'll
signs be absolute psychopaths. They'll turn up outside this creche and with you know, pushing the agenda and all this. They'll try and name and shame the creche on social media. They're just nut jobs. So that's why we won't name it. I don't want to ruin any company. But anyway, the leaflet says, "Hi, parents / guardians. Winter is just around the corner and so is the flu. Vaccinations are the best way to protect your child and other children in the creche from the flu. If your child receives the flu vaccine but still gets sick, it's likely their illness will be less severe." That's scientific fact. "We would like," now this is the bit that annoyed Tara, "we would like to recommend that every child attending our services receives the flu vaccination to ensure that our little ones have a flu-free winter. We would appreciate your cooperation in this regard. The health and welfare of the children in our care is paramount. And then they go on about the list of symptoms, which we don't need to read out. So that is the leaflet. What do you make of that, Katie? Have you children in creche?
No, I don't. But I used to work in a creche. I have a child in school. And if that came home in my son's school bag tomorrow, would I be offended? No. Like, come on.
So why is she so angry?
I'd imagine she's an anti-vaxxer. And, well, she said pushing the agenda, didn't she?
Well, no, that's not... Yeah, she said pushing the agenda, but she also said previously in the message, she said, my daughter will never get that stuff. I would take her out of the creche before I'd let that happen.
Now, responsible parent.
Here's the thing. The creche is a private business. It's not like a school. It's not a state-run business. It's a private business.
They get
business.
To decide who...
Yeah, I agree with you. They get to decide who can be a member of that creche, who can go into that creche. And I think if they feel that way... that they should only let children in who have got the flu vaccine. By the way, my kids
get... That's a tricky one. That's a really tricky one.
My kids get it every year because it's the proper thing to do. And it's literally a nasal spray, okay? That's all it does. It's just a nasal spray. And they haven't grown an extra arm or an extra finger, or they haven't developed autism or any of that nonsense that people like to come out with. And this creche is... Now... When they say it's recommended, it's kind of strongly recommending, isn't it?
We would like to recommend
that every child attending our services receives the flu vaccination. And then this line here, we would appreciate your cooperation in this regard. Now, I believe a private business like this creche in North County Dublin has every right to say, listen, if your kids don't get the flu vaccine, they're not welcome back.
They legally can, but it's not good for business telling parents what to do with their kids. Look, I'm all for, these vaccines. I didn't do the COVID vaccine for my kids. I wouldn't give them the COVID vaccine because the reason for that is because kids are surviving COVID, kids who don't have, underlying health issues or anything like that. The flu vaccine, I don't know myself if I will get my kids the flu vaccine. I don't know if I will get them vaccinated. I do the measles, mumps, rubella, the meningitis and all that I do because kids are getting very, very, very sick from it. I mean, I got those vaccines when I was a kid, and it can kill kids. It can leave kids unable to have their own kids.
But what's wrong with the flu vaccine? I have to address this.
The only thing is, I never had the flu vaccine and I'm fine. Okay.
Let me read it. Pauline, by the way, you're invited onto the show if you want. You always invite you onto the show, but you don't come on. It's very hard to argue with someone who just posts comments on Facebook. Your kids get the flu. I presume this is for me. Your kids get the flu. And yet you still got the flu last week. Sorry, your kids get the flu vaccine and you still got the flu last week. So in other words, it won't stop the staff in the creche getting it. Now, Pauline, if you actually listened, I think you need a vaccine for your hearing because they haven't got the flu vaccine yet. I said next week my kids are getting the flu vaccine. They get it every year, but it's obviously worn off. They will be getting it again next week. Okay, so they don't have it at the moment, Pauline. The idea, and again, try to understand the science behind it, Pauline. It doesn't stop you getting the flu. I mean, did she hear the same message that I read out? Is she listening to a different...
See, my issue is...
It reduces the symptoms of it, Pauline. Hello?
My thing as well is, the only reason as well I would consider it is not even for my own kids so much. It's if my kids were in the classroom with somebody who has a very weak immune system.
But there are generally children that are in a creche who have a low immune system.
That's why I would consider it if they were in a creche, but they're not in a creche, so it's not something. Or, well, he's in school. I don't know. If the teacher turned around and said, look, there's a child in here with a weak immune system, yeah, I probably would consider it, but I don't know. I never had it and I'm fine. But yeah, it's a really tough one.
It's a recommendation they're making. I think it should be a demand. I think that this company has every right to protect other children and to protect their staff. And as I said, the vaccine, what the flu vaccine does, it doesn't stop you from getting it. No one ever said it did. Why do people always think that that's the case? It lessens. It even says that in the leaflet they handed out, for Christ's sake. I'm getting angry now. It says, if your child receives the flu vaccine but still gets sick, it's unlikely their illness will be as severe. All they're literally saying is protect your bloody kids against the flu.
Parents stop bringing kids to school and to creche when they're sick, I mean, a lot of this problem would be eliminated. The problem is idiot parents who don't want to miss a day of work, or they want to go home to bed and they put their kids in sick and then other kids get sick. That shit drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Don't be so bloody selfish. If your kid's sick, keep them home. Be a fucking parent and look after your kids. If parents were to start doing that, this wouldn't even be an issue. But you're going the other extreme, that you're nearly saying that the creche should be able to enforce it.
I think they should.
Are Alex and Freya in?
Yep.
Creche.
Yeah, and I think, well, Alex is in school, but
okay,
creche. Yeah, they go, and they go to after school care as well.
So I wouldn't
have a problem with them sending out the letter saying that.
I wouldn't have a problem with the letter. I'm not saying that. But what about enforcing a rule that
a private company? No, schools are different. That's a public thing.
No, school.
You have no choice but to send your kids to school. You do have a choice. If the parents of this creche in North County Dublin are not happy to get a simple flu vaccine up the nose, then just find another creche. Thank you. Find another creche.
But now, it should be a parent's choice. Yeah. And it's not easy for people to find another creche.
Yeah, but tough then.
It comes down to stupid parents who want to keep their kids at home when they're sick. It's that simple.
Let's go to Tanya. Hiya, Tanya. Your own opinions matter. How are you?
Hi.
Now, what do you want to say?
Thank you.
Good. What do you want to say about this?
Like, I agree with you and I don't agree with you. My daughter has asthma. So for her, it's a necessity. She does have to get it. She gets it every year and has done since the get-go. But I don't think it should be enforced on parents. It's a choice. All vaccines are a choice. While I'd like all the kids in the class that you socialise with or in her after school to get it to minimise her risk, I wouldn't be speaking to anybody and saying, oh, you must get it, you know, to protect my child. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. My daughter had pneumonia in June, just gone, and she had a severe asthma attack with it. It was so frightening. But, I mean, still, I wouldn't enforce people to get something they don't agree with. That lady thinks she just read the thing. Doesn't apply, being an end of private institution or not.
But that's what I was about to say. This is a private institution. This is a business. This creche, I don't think it's actually, this isn't a chain of creches. This is a case you've never heard of before.
No, I think it's a standalone.
I think it's a standalone creche. This is a business, a private business that operates. And like every private business, they have rules and they're entitled to have rules in place, no?
Yes, but I mean, I think a vaccine is a personal choice and people, for whatever reason, choose against them. And I think the flu is one of the ones that falls into that. I'm not into anti-vaccine. She didn't get the COVID vaccine just because I didn't think it was necessary. And there wasn't a huge, I got it, but there wasn't a huge amount of
science
behind for kids.
I have concerns about all these vaccines. Now, I know people who are like autism from the MMR and all that.
Oh, here
crap.
We go.
Absolute crap. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. The MMR is a life-saving vaccination.
Yes.
Meningitis.
Yeah, no, I agree with all the childhood ones.
But like if we start vaccinating against, you know, flu, and I know flu can be very serious, my worry is are we, you know, kids nowadays are so wash your hands, you don't see kids climbing trees anymore, you don't see
what
kids.
What is this?
No, but
trees?
Everything is so safe now and kids don't play in the muck the way they used. I used to play in the muck and share, but parents are so terrified now of their kids picking up anything since COVID especially.
No parent wants their kid to have the flu, ladies.
Their kid to have the flu, obviously. But I am concerned with if you're pumping, now you can get chickenpox vaccines. Like, you know, some parents, that's another topic maybe. Some parents have had getting them for their kids and that's fine, that's their choice. But at what point then do you let their immune system do what it's supposed to do?
As they go out in the fresh air.
I think them being around kids, though, anyway, like they're going to pick up things. But I think like the flu vaccine can minimise their symptoms. It can protect them, like especially those immunocompromised and those going home to parents or siblings who are immunocompromised or going through chemo or something. Like you would feel more safe, your child having their flu vaccine and the kids that they socialise with. Well, you can't enforce it and you're not enforce it.
But you can.
But
you can enforce it when it's a private company.
Do you believe creches should have a rule where kids can only come if they're vaccinated?
No, I believe, but yes, I do.
No.
I do. I think it's
would
up
you
to
you. Would you like to see Freya in a creche where only vaccinated kids can go?
Would I be happier? My point is,
I think some creches do have that policy, but I mean, it needs to be made from the get-go, like while you're, you know, deciding to send your child there. My daughter's creche didn't have any guidelines that they had to be vaccinated against whatever, because at the time there was some child who, I think he had measles, so he obviously wasn't vaccinated. But like I don't think you can force people. You'd hope that they'd get to protect their own
but
child.
But hang on, a private company can enforce all sorts of things. A business, a restaurant can.
I don't think they can.
Of course they can. A restaurant. A restaurant.
If you owned a crush, would you
vaccinated or not?
No. But a restaurant could say, "We will not let prams into our." In fact, a restaurant that I went to the other day had a sign outside say, "We don't let buggies into the pram." That's their rule. They're a private business. Am I going to start screaming at them discrimination because I happen to have a pram? No, that's the rules. It's a private company, Tanya. A private company has a right to make up the rules. All they're saying is. That we recommend that every child attending our services receives the flu vaccination. We would appreciate your cooperation. So they're asking for cooperation. Get the bloody spray up the nose. It's not going to do any harm. If anything, it's going to protect your child and make the... I mean, nobody wants their child to get the flu, tell you.
No, definitely. Well, I certainly don't.
But I don't think you want to start going down the route where it becomes the narrative that people are forced to get this for their kids. Now, I do agree with getting your kids all the life-saving vaccines, but is this going to become the narrative then where creches start doing it? Are schools going to eventually start doing it?
No, but ladies, this creche is not forcing you to get your child vaccinated, but it can say if you don't, find another creche.
It can be a strong preference. You know, we'd really appreciate it. That's if all you did, X, Y, and Z.
But what I'm asking is,
you can't afford.
Do you believe that there should be a rule that kids should be forced?
No, I'm after saying this, and I'll say it again three times. I believe that the creche has every right to demand that people that go to the creche, the children get to the creche, have the flu vaccine. And if other creches want to run that out, I would fully support it. It stops the serious symptoms. Has your child ever had the serious flu?
No, thank God.
It's awful. It's an awful thing.
It is horrendous.
Why would anybody be against getting that done? I thought y'all go on marching with placards saying, protect their children from the flu.
I agree 100%. You do whatever you can. It's like putting a seatbelt on your child. You do whatever you can to protect your child or whatever. But I do have concerns that at some point then their immune systems won't be able to fight because everything has gone so when I was a kid, you'd be rolling around in dirt. You don't see kids doing it anymore. Parents are afraid of their kids getting anything.
Katie, what if your kids roll around in mud? Let them roll. There's no rules stopping you.
But what I'm saying is, as a general society, I think if there's a vaccine for everything, and like I said, I am pro-vaccine. My kids are vaccinated. But if there's a vaccine for every single thing, then when does the immune system kick in? When does the immune system fight?
Okay, Anthony, you're annoyed with what you're hearing here. Hello, Anthony. How are things?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Now, what do you want to say on this?
Well, the staff and actors are looking out for children. Surely they're vaccinated so other children that are immunocompromised and at risk. So the families of these kids are not put at risk if one of these kids ended up getting the flu or something worse. This woman should stop complaining and send that message in and get her child vaccinated. That's what should happen. She should stop complaining because the staff are looking out for the children to keep them safe.
Well, Tanya, the staff are just looking out for other children.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't think they're coercive. It's a strong, request, but it's not a demand. They're not saying
they
you
are
must get your child vaccinated or they're not back. They didn't actually mention green eye after other children. They were just asking to get it done. But I mean, you can either take that advice or you can ignore it.
Well, no, they said we would appreciate your cooperation. That's more or less saying. Sorry, it's an awful line. We'll have to try and get you back, Tanya. Sorry, Anthony, go on. You think this creche is well within its rights? Look at the amount of people, by the way, that are messaging us wanting to know the name of the creche.
I know.
Now, the only reason...
They do have a right to send that message out. It's not a big deal.
They only want to know so they can bloody harass the staff there. They give damn abuse. Just horrifying the way these anti-vaxxers go on. If I was running this country, there would be a lot of harsh measures against these damn anti-vaxxers.
Sorry?
So they wouldn't stop. If I was wearing this country, the damn anti-vaxxers who harass you like that, there'd be very severe consequences.
Oh, no, there should be. No, this business should be, and we will not. Let me reiterate, and JJ as well, to those of you messaging, asking us to name this creche, the only thing we're saying is that it's in North County Dublin. We will not be naming this creche so a load of psychopaths can go down with their protect our children and discrimination and all that placards outside it. I'm not going to have that inflicted on a business
but
like
Anthony,
that.
But Anthony, so would you give, do you have kids, Anthony?
I don't, but if I did have children, I would get them vaccinated for the flu vaccine.
Okay.
I would get it done.
Would you get them the COVID vaccine?
Yes.
Okay. You just get anything that's offered.
I would just make sure to protect my children and ensure that other children are not put at risk and that they don't get, say, the flu to their families or whatever, and it get other people sick. It's in the comments on here, people are mocking me, calling me stupid, all that. These cowards are just saying that. They don't have the guts to come on and say that to me. They're just a bunch of damn fucking cowards.
I do agree with him on that. Anytime Anthony comes on with his opinion, it's called Opinions Matter. You have all the people on Facebook comment straight away, oh, Anthony this, Anthony that.
And they keep on mocking me, though. They should block them for that.
No, anybody that is bullying will be blocked off the page, and we've said that many, many times before. If Annie's being bullied. Can you understand?
I'm only seeing one comment right now saying that.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Anthony. Let's have a listen to this voice note from Neil.
If the kids are sick, all right, and that the parent might be able to take a day off, they could be on the last one or something like that. And I also believe kids are too clean now. Wash your hands after this. Scrub your hands. Clean your hands. All you hear out, and they're getting the flu vaccine. Kids have no immune system now. Sure, half of them don't even climb a fucking tree. Half of them don't even walk a wall. Half of them, probably more of what I'm saying, is don't even play with clay, play with stones, play with bricks. They don't do that anymore. So kids are too clean. Like, they really are too clean. They have no immune system, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Kids later on in life will have no immune system, and they're going to pass it down to their kids. Hospitals will be full. That 2 billion hospital over there, you may build another fucking four. Cheers.
Again, Neil, I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's up to the parents, by the way. Like Casey was going on about, kids don't eat worms and run around in puddles anymore. That's up to parents. If you want your kids to do that, let them roll around in puddles. Like, you know, it's no big deal. I don't get the point here.
Just back to Anthony there for a second, because Anthony is quite staunch on this. Do you believe that creches should refuse, admission to children that aren't vaccinated?
If they aren't vaccinated, if they're immunocompromised, they should be allowed in school. But if it's the case that children are not immunocompromised and they're not vaccinated, then don't let them go to school. It should be mandatory for children to be vaccinated, like it is in other countries, like in Australia, for example, like in Italy.
So you want a nanny state? You want a nanny state?
I want to ensure children are
you need to calm down
and safe. I am calm. Everybody keep assuming I'm not calm, but I am calm.
You're a very aggressive man.
Okay, so...
I'm not being aggressive. Okay, you're not being aggressive. That's great.
I'm being passionate in my viewers.
But you're... Can you not understand that some parents, for whatever reason, might want their kids to fight it themselves? And I'm not one of those parents. I have vaccinated my kids. I haven't gotten them the flu vaccine yet because it's not even available yet. It's not something that's been on my radar yet this year.
It is from next week, actually.
Yeah, well, next week it might be on my radar. But what I'm saying to him is, can you not understand that some parents, for whatever reason, don't want to have their kids vaccinated? Should that not be their right as a child's parent? Are we going to get into something?
No. I'll address that. Stay there for a second, Anthony. I'll address that. It is their right. It's every parent's
right.
Anthony's
saying is... Let me just recap there, Anthony. You said even schools shouldn't let kids in who aren't vaccinated.
Other countries have that policy, like Australia and Italy, for example. That kid, from what I know, from what a friend of mine who lives in Australia had told me, that it is mandatory over there, or at least it was when he was younger, that children had to be vaccinated to go to schools.
Okay, say there for
a second. I'm sorry, I'm not even being smart by saying this, but I have to ask you because it's you. And what about people coming into this country from other countries? Should they not have to have our vaccines? What would you say to that? What about asylum seekers coming into this country? Because I believe they should have to get certain vaccines. What do you feel about that? Asylum seekers coming into the country, should they be forced to get vaccines before they're allowed into the country? The concept's the same.
They have to see if they are vaccinated first.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about people coming in from the likes of Rwanda and that, who don't have the same vaccines that we have. Should they have to be vaccinated?
Different conversation.
No, it's not a different conversation. You're talking about protecting people. Let's see how far this goes.
Different thing altogether, and I was still talking there. You interrupted me, okay? I'll say that in the interest of safety for children, the kids have to be vaccinated. So people
Anthony,
who are, you know,
oh, Jesus. Okay, you're deflecting, Jeremy. Just don't cut
it for a second. I need to go to Anya. I need to get another call in.
I don't get it.
Doesn't matter. It's not the Anthony show. Well, Anya, what do you want to say on this?
Well, I think the girl who wrote in, Jeremy, I think she was just a little bit overreacting.
Just a little bit? A lot overreacting, to be honest with you.
A lot overreacting, yeah. Yeah, a lot overreacting in relation to the note that she got.
And she's completely missing the point, which is that a private company is allowed to set up whatever rules it has. Right, Katie?
Sorry?
A private company is allowed to set up whatever rules it wants.
Yeah.
That's the rules of a private company.
Yeah.
The company you work for has its own rules, yeah? It's not governed by anything. They're able to set up their own rules, yeah?
But
restaurants are able to set up rules where they say if you don't have a shirt on, you can't come in, yeah?
But Anthony's gone further than private. He's saying schools. But yeah, people coming into the country shouldn't be vaccinated. I don't know how the hell that
well,
works.
That makes no sense. So do you think that this crash should stand by, obviously, their ethos on you and stop children going in that aren't vaccinated against the flu?
Yeah.
So, okay. I wasn't expecting that. So any child that hasn't got the flu vaccination should be banned from this crash in North County Dublin?
Yeah.
Now, Katie.
Well, you're the one who's singing the private company. It's a private company. What about schools, Anya?
Same with schools, Katie. Same with schools.
So you want Ireland to become, and this is where I would have grave concerns here, when we start going down the route of telling parents what to do with their kids. I know I'm pro-vaccine, before you say anything. I'm with you. I'm pro-vaccination. I understand the benefits of them. They are life-saving and they are vital for kids. But there are parents out there who, for whatever reason, they don't agree with getting them. You want to what? Tell them that their kids will be refused an education unless they go again, do something that fundamentally they really don't agree with, something that they're extremely uncomfortable with.
Well, the thing is, the people shouldn't be, there's people out there that shouldn't be telling parents what to do with their kids. But at the end of the day, there could be kids there with low immune systems and there could, let's say one child goes in and sick with the flu because the mother or the father couldn't get a day off work.
You're right, Anya. The point is, all these parents were going mad about this creche. If your child arrived home with the flu and it caught the flu from one of the other kids, they'd be all going mad as well. Nobody wants their children to get the flu, should they don't?
No, they don't.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, Anya. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. I'm going to read out a message for you in a moment that we're after getting on Facebook. And this just sums up why we are refusing to name this creche. Well, apart from anything, we haven't got a statement until we get a statement from this creche. Sorry?
Katie, what's a nanny state? A nanny state is an estate that controls people.
Well, every state's a nanny state.
Okay, well, are we going further down this road?
When you get in your car today, you have to wear a seatbelt, whether you like it or not. Why is that?
I know that.
No, but why is that?
For safety.
Nanny state, no?
Because if you crash, you're definitely, well, if you nanny have a bad state? Enough crash. Well, you could argue, but the point is that, are we going to get to the point now, where's the line there where you tell parents not to do it with their kids? Robbie, I agree with you. I think people who wouldn't vaccinate their kids at all, I think it's concerning. It is concerning. I feel sorry for the kids, but as much as I don't agree with it, I believe that a parent has a right to decide what's best for their child. You take that right away from them, and I would be concerned about the way this country would end up.
Okay. Again, seatbelt.
I mean,
state.
Anya is saying there that even the schools. Is it fair that a child would miss out on an education because of a parent's decision? Is that fair?
It's not an education, it's a creche.
Anya is saying schools here. She's saying schools. Anya, are you talking about primary schools?
All schools
and all creches. But then how would you feel if you were uncomfortable with something and someone basically told you, well, you have to do this to your kid, otherwise your kid won't get a basic education?
Well, one way or the other, Katie, I still get my son vaccinated.
I know that.
Give my son the flu vaccination one way or the other because it's a matter of health and safety.
Stay there for a second. Let's have a listen to this voice note from Jonathan, who's been into contact.
Sorry, lads, just one more for me. Jeremy, the independent, free-thinking individual again, huh?
No, you have to do what you're told, or else you shouldn't be allowed to do things.
You really are an absolute. You're a narrow-minded git is what you are, Dixon. A narrow-minded, selfish git is what you are. All about you, right? Cheers.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me just address the message that came in from Jonathan before the break there, where he was saying I'm a narrow-minded git and that I'm selfish and all that. No, Jonathan, I think it's more selfish not to get the flu vaccine for your children. That's more selfish because of your paranoia about a vaccine that's been around since the 1940s. I think it's around 100 years, the flu vaccine.
It's a new one.
What?
The nasal spray for kids is a fairly new one, to be fair.
No, but I'm saying that the flu vax has been around since, I think, 1942. It was developed during the Second World War. It's not a new vaccine. But Jonathan, parents like yourself, and I'm not sure if you're one of these parents, but these parents who just use their anti-vax ideology and their paranoia to say, I'm not getting my child vaxxed, and I don't want to protect my child. That's selfish. That's more selfish. Let me go to, sorry, who's on the other line there?
That's Anya.
Oh, sorry, Anya. Who's on that?
It's gone.
Oh, it is. Sorry, Anya. Katie needs the flu vaccine. Anya, there's a lot of people messaging in. Let me just read out a couple of the messages. Anya is a right little Hitler. How dare she demand what parents do to their children? What would you say to that?
Again, they're the selfish parents, Jeremy, not getting their kids vaccinated.
And you believe any of these parents that don't get their kids vaccinated, they are completely selfish?
100%.
What if they have a genuine concern about getting the flu vaccine? Now, I don't know what that genuine concern would be, but...
Like when COVID was around, Jeremy, like people were anti-vaccine when COVID was around because they were going online, Googling what the symptoms may be with the COVID vaccinations and stuff like that, you know, and I just feel like they're reading too much into it. Just get your child, at the end of the day, just get your child vaccinated.
Okay, it's not rocket science. Just get the child, as I said, it's not even a needle, it's a spray up the nose. It's probably no different.
Did you have your child vaccinated against COVID?
My son is only 15 months old.
Would you get him vaccinated against COVID?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Okay. Even though 99.9% of kids, the survival rate, they survive.
For the flu, yeah, they do. But
No, I'm talking about COVID.
Oh, God, we're not talking about COVID.
I'm asking with regards to the immune system.
We're over
at
COVID.
What point do you let the immune system start? It's like the chickenpox vaccine. I had the chickenpox, I'm fine. I'm sure you had the chickenpox.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Why do we have to vaccinate our kids against every little thing? I agree with the big ones, absolutely.
Well, chickenpox is a fairly big one. If you've ever seen a child that's had it, they...
If a child has health issues or whatever, that's different. But in a child who is otherwise healthy, at what point do we let the immune system do what it's going to do?
Okay,
but they get to 50 or 40, 50, and then they're really sick because their body are don't.
Because
body
luckily, science
is
science, and Kathleen makes a similar point. She says, "Jeremy, how many vaccines do children need now? It's getting too much." Well, that's a stupid comment to make, Kathleen. It's getting
children
too much.
Children have died from COVID, Katie. Anthony, I know children have died from COVID, but if you look at them, 100% of the cases of children dying, I think, in this country were children who unfortunately had serious underlying medical conditions.
Okay, let me ask Kathleen a question. I'll ask you as well, Katie. She's saying there's too many vaccines out there now. We're protecting our children too much. Let's stop protecting our children. My answer to you, Kathleen, would be, why do children not get polio anymore? What happened to polio? Why is polio gone?
It was eradicated.
What was it?
Because of the vaccine. Polio's different to COVID. I mean,
we're not talking about
they
COVID.
Created this vaccine for COVID for something that kids are ultimately fighting, and they should. I just am concerned about, you know, trying to vaccinate too much that the immune system doesn't have a reason to fight, and basically your immune system becomes ineffective because it's not had to do anything. It hasn't built itself up.
No, it just helps it. It's just like it's like a seatbelt in a car, Katie.
Talk down to me, first of all.
Well, yeah, okay, so...
Don't patronise
me. No, we're not arguing.
Patronise me, please, thank you.
Okay, butter.
Great.
Robbie, how are you? Good. Now, what do you think of this, Robbie?
I think people who are most anti-vaxxers are... Most people who are against vaccines are idiots. And the example I always go to is this was...
You got cut off there. Sorry, Robbie. Go on, continue.
Somebody put up online... a breakdown of what was in a vaccine, and they gave all the chemicals in it, and people were like, oh my God, that's disgraceful, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, I would never put that one. And they came back about an hour later with several hundred comments and said, I'm terribly sorry, my bad, that's actually the chemical composition of an apple.
Oh my God, yeah. And they're the same parents that would give their kids biddy roll ham. That's not even ham. They're the same parents. I mean,
the point of it was, people don't, like, they see all these ingredients and they don't actually know anything about what they're doing. They're seeing these pieces online. Like, I remember the whole autism thing, and that still goes on. even though it's been disproved.
Oh, there's still idiots. Absolutely. There's still gobshites that believe about autism, that the vaccine causes.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the person who sent in the original text believes that.
The thing is, these vaccines are here to help. Science is here to help, and you know.
As I said on WhatsApp, the message I sent you on WhatsApp, these people who are refusing to vaccinate their children, should they then be refused hospital care until the parents have had time to do their research on what type of medicines the doctors may use in said hospital?
Yeah, I agree with you. All the people who are anti-science and anti, you know, they go on about big pharma and all that, they're very quick to go to a hospital when they're sick. And as well, if we're talking about the ingredients, we give our children Calpol, and I'm sure, Kate, you give your children Calpol and your friend.
Calpol has saved my life many a time, yeah.
Calpol is on free flow in our house.
Literally. You know what's in it, Katie?
Yes.
Yeah, does she know? Do you know what's in it?
I don't.
No, you've never.
But it's trusted, tried and tested a long time. That's, I suppose, where my trust comes from.
And that brings up my next point then, Katie. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut over you there.
No, you're right.
At what point do vaccines or medications become trusted?
I don't know. Every vaccine was new
at one point.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You didn't make it in 1940 then say, well, that's it, that'll do, we can stop there.
What I'm saying is, look at thalidomide. Sometimes things that were tested and they thought were okay. Thalidomide is a drug that was given to women in the back years ago. I don't even know what fucking generation it was, but it was given to women for morning sickness. And then people were born with basically problems with their limbs.
Oh, I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah. So I think of stuff like that. And I know I'm probably paranoid, but
and who discovered that drug was causing those issues?
Which?
Who discovered? Was it people who were against the vaccine?
They just started to cop on when they started to realise there was a pattern.
Who were the actual people who put two and two together? I imagine they were the same people who actually
agree with you about the importance of vaccines.
I'm not saying you're not, but I'm just saying, like, no, this is the hypocrisy that a lot of people have. All the side effects and everything that goes wrong, which causes medication to get, you know, get removed or stop being used, is these discoveries are made by the same people who come up with it. Like, you know, they've learned more.
I believe that parents who refuse to vaccinate their kids against the big things because they're worried about autism and that, and, you know, the MMR and stuff that I said earlier, I believe that it is, I believe it is selfish, and I believe it's irresponsible, and I believe that you should do what you can to protect your child. But I also believe, on the flip side, that it is their choice as parents to decide what they put into their kids' body.
It is their choice, and I do actually agree with one or two of the people who are saying that kids nowadays are probably too clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not building up, the likes of playing in mud, climbing trees and whatever. You don't see kids going around with broken arms anymore. Several when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Robbie, sorry for going across you. I meant to read this out there a few minutes ago. This is a message.
Is that the message that just came in about discriminating?
Yeah, it came in on Facebook. She's after sending it twice because I didn't read
it's
it.
It's on
the
WhatsApp
first
here as well. Look,
yeah,
she sent it on WhatsApp.
Let me just read out this message. Stay there for a second, Robbie. Earlier on, we said we were getting loads of messages from people asking us to name this creche in North County Dublin that is only requesting at the moment. It's only requesting that all children get the flu vaccine before coming into the creche. Just requesting, not demanding. They haven't got a soldier or policeman standing at the door stopping children go in that haven't had the vaccine. Here's what they say. Just to let you know, opinions matter, that legally you are required to tell us what creche is discriminating against children and pushing the, here we go, and pushing the big pharma agenda. What is the big pharma agenda, by the way?
I don't know what the big pharma agenda is. I assume it's... probably something to do with money. Now, I do believe that pharmaceuticals, I do believe, don't tell me that you don't believe there's no corruption, that you believe there's no corruption in pharmaceuticals now. Come on.
Yeah, but they're not charities. They're in it for making money. Anyway, they continue. I can assure you that we will have this creche out of business by the end of the week. We are the majority. You won't silence us. Now, the woman who sent us the message saying you won't silence us, JJ asked her to come on and she was silent. you literally couldn't make this off. What do you make of that, Robbie? Isn't that an absolute tulip of a woman?
Yeah, she, you know, but unfortunately, it is. It's people like that give people who have genuine concerns, who have done genuine research, and, you know, and they have genuine fears. Now, having a genuine fear of vaccines is fine, but 99% of people who are, who, you know, would fall in the category of anti-vax haven't got a fucking clue.
I'm just, yeah, these people, they're all bloody mouth and all bloody talk. Don't go away. We'll be back with more of your calls in a moment. We won't be silenced. By the way, to that woman who sent us that message, we're trying to ring you. JJ, how many times have you tried to ring her? 5 times. The woman who won't be silenced is being silenced. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, how are you?
I am.
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
I just think you should lay off. It's her kid at the end of the day. If she wants it, it's her choice. What do you want the kids to be rolling around them little bubble things so they don't contaminate each other?
No, nobody's. No, not one person has suggested that, Jess. No.
You had two people on earlier who were more or less saying, if your child isn't vaccinated, get them away. They're nothing but lepers.
Yeah, I believe they went a bit too far. But again, we're not talking about stopping children running around in the mud. We're talking about a private business making up rules that they are entitled to make up. You have a problem with the creche telling or recommending their parents get their children vaccinated? What's the issue?
Because it's the parents. It's the parents' job whether they want to vaccinate them or not. Not a creche to tell them, oh, you have to do this. You can request all you want, but you shouldn't be forcing them to do it.
Well, you can. You can.
Especially knowing when creche places are very hard to get to. So I think that was a bit of a, oh, well, we can probably get more money out of someone if we get these people out.
No, this can't be.
As long as Tara's kids have the basic vaccines, what's the problem?
If you read the original message from the mother, she says that this came from other parents. Parents were upset and angry.
Yeah, well, then I'd be telling them to keep the nose out. No, worry about your own kids.
It is your own kids. It is your own kids when your kids are the ones that are in the creche.
Get your own kid job then. Don't be putting your nose into any other people's kids.
They want to make sure that every child that's going to the same creche is protected.
Yeah, but Tara's kid has nothing to do with it. The rest of them parents, they can request all they want, but I would tell them, F off, keep their nose out. If I want to put a job in my child, I will.
Jess, if your child is in the creche, of course it's your business how other children, if they're vaccinated against it. In the same way, you'd be very upset if a child...
You'd have some neck going up to someone and saying, you have to do this. As another parent, you'd have some neck.
So you think it's completely over the top?
Yeah, I feel like we have free choice. If she wants to get her kids with the flu job, she will. If she doesn't, she doesn't have to. End of. Get over yourself. Grow up.
Okay, let's say there, Jess. Let me go to Mark. Mark, what do you want to say on this?
I don't blame parents for being apprehensive about getting any sort of vaccine. Now, I know the flu vaccine is more tried and tested than, let's say, the COVID vaccine. But after what happened with the whole COVID scandemic, it doesn't...
Oh, here we go, scandemic. That didn't take long. Sure didn't.
Exactly. And I still stand by it, like... Jeremy, you can't deny that there's been excess deaths over people that have taken the COVID vaccine. You just have to look at the stats.
Okay, we're not talking about the COVID vaccine here. We're talking about the flu vaccine. Actually,
there was actually, Katie, we were comparing the COVID vaccine. You just went throughout the show. Like, I heard you speaking about the COVID vaccine.
I brought
vaccine.
Up the COVID vaccine.
Okay, but we're not comparing like with like. The flu vaccine is around a lot longer.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't blame parents for being apprehensive, regardless of what vaccine goes into their children, whether it's the flu vaccine, the COVID vaccine, and that's because of what's after happening in the last few years. You know, so I don't blame them. And you were saying, Jeremy, that it's to protect your children, right? They're not like the teacher's children or the creche owner's children. It's the parents' children. So they have to decide what vaccines their children takes. Like, if a child gets a vaccine, it's to protect that child, right? It doesn't mean to say, regardless, if a child that has flu, right, whether it's vaccinated or unvaccinated, and it goes into creche, right, there's a chance of it spreading a flu or an illness onto another child. But that's why that other child has, their parents got him to take the vaccine, so he would be safe, more safe from the actual, like, serious symptoms that child might get from another child if it was to spread, right? But, like, it's not going to make a difference to the one. It's the same with COVID. You know, COVID people or people that got the COVID vaccine were more protected. You're always going to get COVID. People were always going to give it to you.
Yeah, it just, well, I always knew that. It just lessens the symptoms. So what is wrong with, you know, helping children from getting severe symptoms of the flu. What's wrong with protecting them and making sure their symptoms aren't as bad?
There's nothing wrong with it. But it's not your choice. It's the parents' choice. Because some parents will agree, right, that it's a natural immune system will fight off. Like when we were kids, right? Like our parents, a lot of us hadn't been vaccinated with the flu vaccine. And what would happen was we'd stay off for a few days from school. We'd be in bed watching cartoons or whatever. Our immune system would fight it off. And then the next week we'd be back in school, happy as Larry, right? Then there's other parents that want their child to have the vaccine. And they think, fair enough, my child, even if it gets the flu now, it will lessen the symptoms, right? So it's choice. It's nothing to do with the creche owner. It's to do with the parents of that child.
Mark, do you have kids?
Yeah, I've got three kids.
And are they vaccinated against anything?
What do you think?
No, they've had all the usual baby injections. You know, the three of them.
Well, what do you mean, Jeremy? What do you think? You're actually wrong, smartass.
Okay,
actually
I was wrong. Okay, yeah,
so
I was wrong. Yes,
go back into your hole.
Back into my hole.
Yeah, Katie, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, right? I was very cautious now mm-hmm. about the whole COVID vaccine, and I looked into it. And to be honest with you, everything that's come out since, right, people have been dropping all the research I've done since and the statistics I've looked at, it's actually backed up.
I have to agree, Mark, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not anything like that. But I do have to admit there is something in every time you're on Facebook now or on Instagram, you see these stories popping up. 32 years old, drop dead, footballer.
It's
healthy.
Always happened.
You're hearing about it a lot more. No, it could might be unrelated. It might be, but it did cross my mind.
You're only hearing about it more because of social media. Sorry.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I got the COVID vaccine and I got it for stupid reasons because I want to be able to go places and stuff. And, you know, doing it again, I wouldn't have gotten the COVID vaccine again because I had COVID and I was fine before that.
You locked yourself into a cocoon when COVID came along.
The day it was announced it was a pandemic, I found out I was pregnant. I didn't know.
The Casey cocoon used to call it.
I found out I was pregnant the same day that it, or my daughter, the same day it was pregnant. So I didn't know what to expect. And it was hyped up in the media to be more than it was if you were healthy and fit.
Nobody knew at the time.
But the point is that I do wonder, I do see a lot of stories about young, healthy people dropping dead. And I have, it has crossed my mind a little bit. God, this seems to be happening a lot. Don't be reading Alan Burns' comment on Facebook. I can see you said it literally as I came up on Facebook. Come up with your own opinions. Don't rob the listeners and make it sound like you're smart.
Stay off the internet. Thank you very much
for that, Alan. I will stay off the internet.
By the way, Mark, just one final question before you go. Where did you do, you know, you said you did a lot of research into where did you do the research?
I've done it online.
Oh, like no college?
Where else do you do research?
Yeah, but from reliable sources, I hope, was it?
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I do. I check the sources. And okay. My own GP is against the COVID vaccine, and he goes up to colleges in Dublin and does speeches and lectures.
Fair enough.
Against it. You can look up on YouTube. His name is Dr. Ralph, okay?
Okay.
So, there you go.
Thanks very much, Mark. A pleasure, as always. Just one final message from Neil. One quick one. No, sorry, Neil, there you are.
Saying because I drive a taxi, I wouldn't have got it because I have a strong immune system. I never got no fucking flu vaccine, none of that shite when I was a kid. I used to eat muck from me bleeding dinner.
Iron Man.
From me fucking breakfast.
Yep.
And eat muck from me tea. That's how I never got sick. I wouldn't have got the COVID vaccine if I didn't have to get it. And the same with the wife. She got it because I got it. Cheers.
Cheers, Neil. I don't think taxi drivers were ever forced to get the COVID vaccine.
I just want to know why you're robbing listeners' comments to pass them off on your own.
Because I don't.
Do you not have your own brain?
I don't.
Can you not speak from your own mind?
No, I need to get a vaccine for intelligence, don't I? Anyway, thank you very much to all of you for listening to this edition, a very fiery edition of Opinions Matter. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, how many episodes of Opinions Matter are there? Between 900 and 1,000.
About
it. So if you've just joined the podcast.
Didn't we do one massive one recently, hit a milestone? No.
I think we did, yeah.
3,000 or something.
It wasn't 3,000. There's about 1,000 episodes of Opinions Matter on Spotify. So make sure you go to Spotify, search for Opinions Matter, click the notifications, and you'll get a notification every single time we post a new episode of Opinions Matter, which is almost daily. And we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.